Everything must go. Hello, welcome to Everything Must Go. Turn me up. Turn me up my headphones.
Are we live?
Oh, okay. We're live.
Live.
Everything Must Go. It's July 21st. Today's episode, To Fire, fam. I've got a bunch of records that I don't know. Like, I kind of want to get rid of, but I'm not quite sure if they're too good to keep. And too good to keep means either the song is too good, or it's like a record that's too hard to find, or that like I could maybe like make money from it someday or something. Mostly, it's like too good or too hard to find. Probably not. None of these records are worth money because they're in bad shape too. But anyway, I've got a panel of friends and colleagues and distinguished tastemakers and that are here. So we're going to go around really quick and just introduce yourself so that we can recognize your voice when we're discussing in depth whether a record is too fire or not. And I'm going to get the first one queued up because we're running late. So start over there and we'll go around the room.
I'm Chris.
Chris, Libra. Yeah, say your zodiac sign.
I'm John. I'm Aries.
I'm also John, and I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm Evan Walsh. Hi.
I forgot to mention that I'm a Capricorn. Oh, cusp.
Cusp.
Yeah, Sag.
I'm a Cancer.
Alright. What's your sign? Yeah.
Keith. Aries. Another Aries.
Damn. Soft voice Aries.
Hello. This is Everything Must Go. Late night. To Fire. Aries. Alright, so keep in mind, panel, that cover art might come into play. Because a record could be really bad, but the cover could be pretty good. There'll be at least one or two of those in the mix tonight.
I want to say my last name so I can be part of my branding. Okay, John Hogan. Thanks. Wait, should I riff while you do stuff with records?
Yeah, riff.
I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, hop right in here.
All right, let's go. All right, so Keith is queuing up a record. He's moving some knobs around. I can feel the beat now.
It's gonna be hard because we can't.
Hit the beat now.
Well, okay, here's what we'll do. I'm gonna turn this down and talk over for a minute. So here's our first record, Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam, Lost in Emotion. It's the 12-inch single.
Some guys will promise you a marriage made in heaven.
I'm holding it up for the panel right now. It's Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, not just Lisa Lisa. So that's something to consider, that it's Lisa Lisa plus Cult Jam.
The cover is bad.
Bad good or bad bad?
No, just bad.
All right, so the cover, we're not paying attention to the cover. Just too cold. So apparently all right, hold on. Let's see if we can get this to work. I think everyone heard that. Let's do it again. There it is. That's our sound. All right, so this record is going to be for free. Yeah, I'm going to leave it by the Sun Yat-sen statue over in Chinatown. So this record that the panel all... was it unanimous?
Yes.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't like the cover. Bertel really hates it.
Yeah,
I want Bertel to talk more about Bertel, how it's bad.
Yeah, let's hear from John.
I just don't think it's hot.
Can you talk in the mic, John?
I just don't think it's very hot. I think there's nothing that's especially remarkable about it. I can't imagine why you would need it in the future.
I believe you went so far as to say you had to put on a jacket because it was cold.
That's true. I mean, it's not hot.
It's not hot.
It's not fire.
It's not hot out.
No.
It's like wintertime.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be summer.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no AC in this room, and it's pretty comfortable right now.
Yeah.
That record just cooled the room.
Sorry, Lisa.
Next. Someone's got to be there.
For context, it's a warm day outside.
It is.
What he's saying is...
All right. Next up...
Oh, no.
This one's already... Wait, though.
Okay.
Hold on. We could also just like, I could just hold them up and we won't play them, just and you guys can just be like, nah.
That's the speed round.
Just right. like Tinder, just
yeah.
like
the slide Tinder left, Tinder down. Record. Okay, so this is the Joan Jett album, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So similar to Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, this is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, not just Joan Jett. She loves rock and roll. Because she called her album "I Love Rock and Roll," so we know that from the title and the cover so far. The cover, I must say though, is like kind of good in a weird way because it's got it looks like a fake autograph.
Oh,
it says "I Love Rock and Roll," but cool. It's like it looks like it could be signed by her. And then the Blackhearts, I have to say, are pretty sexy looking men.
Right? The Blackhearts look like the villains in Superman that get it that are in that black disc.
Yep, part two, Superman 2, right?
Yeah,
they totally do. So Joan Jett, like I think we're all supposed to kind of like Joan Jett, like as a person in real life.
Hmm.
But recent
because of the Runaways?
No, yeah, because of the Runaways and stuff. But then recently the Jamie Foxx. Rape allegations against Kim Fowley. Have you guys followed all this?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. She's kind of
Joan's kind of like not cool anymore. Joan's like apparently like stood by and watched as a bandmate got raped by Kim Fowley.
Allegedly.
But there's all these people that are kind of like saying it happened and Joan was there. And Joan was Kim Fowley's friend. And so now I'm unsure about Joan.
But then she was in the... I don't know, that movie about the bikini kill lady, so we don't know how to feel. Kill lady.
And also Kim Fowley was like her Svengali, so you know, she was like under his sweat.
Oh,
mic drop.
Drop the mic.
She was under his sweat.
Under his sway. Under his power.
Sorry guys.
Do you have any Kim Fowley records?
Those are all too fire.
Like alley-oop?
There's like no disputing how fire Kim Fowley is. So this is the like the good song on this album, I think. So this is the only reason why I want to keep the song, but I mean keep this album. But we'll listen for a minute. Let's turn the mic. Okay, this is like going fast.
No.
Evan.
We would rather have the Shondells, at least John and I, immediately.
The Shondells are hot.
The Shondells are actually hot. Hotter than the Blackhearts.
The Shondells are totally fire.
Yeah.
Cover songs are not fire.
Well,
in general?
Rare,
most of them.
No. The Manfred Man. If you queued up the Manfred Man Blinded by the Light, that would be fire.
Fire.
According to me.
Rare cover songs. Yeah. Cover songs are rarely fire.
Rarely fire.
Especially on like recordings. Yeah, I'm not into it. I really like people who have first names and last names that start with the same letter. So like I was
alliteration.
Yeah, I love some alliteration. So I was willing to give her a shot, but it's just that we didn't need very much time to make a decision.
Also, this is definitely a dollar bin record. Like, you know, you see it everywhere all the time.
Yeah, that's the other consideration.
You let it go, you find it again, it's fine. Yeah.
Or, like, let's say that I'm the only one in the room who kind of likes her cover version of Crimson and Clover. Like, not because it's better than the other one. I could easily find that. Like, whenever I want, I can listen to that song.
Good candidate for the 7-inch.
Without paying for it.
Or the 12-inch maxi single.
Or the YouTube video.
Yeah.
That's what, well, that's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Does the chorus have a tremolo on it for the Joan Jett version?
You didn't let me get to that part. That's it.
We didn't.
It's got the blah, blah, blah. But it's like super...
But it's it's like 20 years later.
20 years after,
not,
yeah.
Not as exciting anymore.
Not as exciting, a little more extreme, because it's like...
It's every instrument, isn't it?
Yeah, everything. The whole... even the record, like when it's playing, starts to like warp. And I was really hoping to show you guys that, but...
Oh.
Anyway, all right. Also, so the Joan Jett "I Love Rock and Roll" album that nobody in this room wants is going to be available for your taking. All right, I'm not going to say what the next one is. I'm just going to start playing it, and we'll see how fast we say it's not fire.
I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while. Before annihilation.
So you can tell from the air horning that was going on that it's a unanimous keep, a unanimous two fire. I don't know. John Bertle looks.
Let's see the cover.
Oh, well, see, now here's the problem. Here is the problem. We have the Flash Gordon soundtrack with music by Queen. The label on the record's pretty fucking good. The Flash Gordon logo is amazing. And then the spindle of the record comes up right through the center of the Flash Gordon logo.
The label is good.
The label's good, but somehow I ended up with...
You have a DJ sleeve.
The DJ sleeve.
Ooh. Disco sleeve.
The Play It, Say It.
Not
Play It, Say It.
Is there
but the weird thing, no, well,
sleeve,
yeah, but like yeah. the weird thing about this sleeve, right, is it's an Elektra.
It's the correct label.
It's the correct label, but it's the wrong record. It's the
wrong era. Too.
It says "Power of Love" by Mark V. Was what was
like
originally
an
80s
that Elektra sleeve, and this is like a 70s
yeah. They have that
Elektra
weird
label.
The good Elektra E.
Yeah.
I think it's fire, personally.
All right,
it's like the best Queen song.
John Hogan says, oh, but wait, to make it even weirder.
Oh!
There we go. So we've got the inner sleeve.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I like that.
He has the inner
Freddie
sleeve,
Mercury
which has...
wearing a Flash, that's a shirt hot, that says dude. Flash, which is pretty good. That shirt, if that shirt was in this record...
I'm that's fire.
That's hot.
Yeah.
All right, we just won over, we won over Evan and John.
I think it's hot.
Fire! Air horn?
Oh, air horn.
It's working. It's okay. Just not coming out of the speakers.
Okay.
Hit it again.
Plentiful fire.
So I'm going to predict this is a cold one. Before I even put it on, I'm not going to say what it is. So Flash Gordon is not going to be for free. I guess I'm keeping the Flash Gordon soundtrack. But see, the weird thing is like, what?
I almost wish I said it wasn't fire so I can go steal it because it's so good.
I kind of think you should let it go anyways.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's fire. I think it's hot. It's good. It's definitely the warmest thing that we've seen today. And like that pitcher sleeve, whatever, that's really cool.
I'm kind of agreeing with you. Like, I don't think I don't know if it's too fire.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Really?
I just feel like our standard is really low right now.
You gave us some sleepers to start
I'd be
with.
Pretty psyched if I could put that on at home in my easy chair.
How often do you think you would put it on if you owned it?
How often?
Like once a year? Once a month?
Yeah, like Halloween. You put that on. Scare the kids.
That's not fire.
But my reason for it being good fire is that, say, if I were like DJ Mustard or like a producer, I would be like, you know what? This is a really good sample.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's that could be really fire.
Public Enemy uses that sample. Oh, that's
Song. But, you're.
Oh, they did. You're right.
Yeah.
But did they use that heavy bass part?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that dunk, dunk, dunk.
And then they put a
Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. And then they would.
But
yeah.
That, Terminator. But hang on a sec. You're talking about a sample that could be transformed and make something fire. But the sample itself.
Ah.
Dude, it's pretty good. I'm just going to say, have you forgotten about part in the beginning where he's
scratching the...
Yeah, where the right, dramatic well, here's like, what I'm gonna reading, do. The Shakespearean
since it's like,
part.
Since it's not...
Okay, one more...
Listen, wait. Oh, sorry.
One more question.
Yeah.
Is that the hottest song on the album, or is there anything else...
Flash's theme?
...that's worth noting?
I think Flash's theme is, like, the hottest song on the album. Let's see what else is going on. Because there might be, like, a...
Oh, yeah, let's hear another track. Just pick a random track.
Football Fight?
Yeah, yes. I kind of want to hear this. This is it.
It's
going
to be not fire.
Yeah.
Okay, can someone have that as the title of the next show? Football
Fight. Yes.
KHNRadio.org.
Football Fight. Wait, so this is annoying, too, because it's, like, written all weird. So, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Football Fight. That could be the next group show at Yard Pedro.
Yeah. Hey, be on the lookout for Football Fight. Summer group show at Yard Pedro. It's going to happen sometime in between August and October. Lots of people in it. It's amazing. Football themed. It's actually not even about football, right? It's just called Football Fight because we thought it was clever.
Okay, again, right. That alliteration always gets me.
So I have... Wait, let's see. I can't. It's so weird. Like it's like this weird soundtrack record, too, that plays together. So like the...
Oh, the loses points.
So wait, yeah,
loses
points. I don't like three, that. Four, I need track differentiation.
I think this is Football Fight.
Let's see. Because there's like
good, I say keep it.
Good conversation that goes on.
Yeah, I think it's a great record.
Okay, wait. So we are saying music by Queen, dialogue over it, weird soundtrack album.
I think it's great. If you have a party and you put on Football Fight, everyone's gonna be like ready.
Ready to go.
Yes.
Wee 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 wee. All right. Well,
ready to change in their bathing suits and then get in the hot tub. I don't know.
I have to say, though, it's like it's maybe not too fire for me. So I'm going to like leave it. There's going to be another pile. There's going to be like not fire, ice cold.
Maybe John should get it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like there's going to be like a kind of fire pile that you guys can like, you guys can. But it sounds like John Hogan really wants this Flash Gordon soundtrack.
Yeah, I'm a big champion of this. Yep.
All right, are we in agreement?
Sure.
John Hogan gets Flash.
Yeah.
You took the photos of the sleeve that you wanted,
is
right?
Like a raffle prize or.
I guess if you lobby for a record, apparently you get it. So.
Yeah,
keep it a lesson. Yeah, that's
keep that in mind, panel.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks.
This next one, I think, is probably a no go, but.
No, too cold.
Hold up.
In the future, I can't afford it. To tell you the truth, sir. Someone just bought it.
When you were DJing a lot, what type of places would you play this record?
Nowhere. Wait,
I think that's kind of a giveaway there.
Look, I would never okay. I don't know why I have this record. Okay, seriously.
I can see the cover. It says how to, ABC, how to be a zillionaire.
It's how to be a zillionaire. This song that's playing, I think, is how to be a millionaire. That's the song I tried to put on anyway. I can't. I'm having a really hard time
seeing. But then they ratcheted it up for the LP title.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think is kind of great. Like, it's like the song is a millionaire. The album, though, because it's like bigger than the song, I guess. It's about zillions instead of millions.
Not billion, not trillion.
Zillions.
Is that a soundtrack?
No, it's not a soundtrack.
Is there a band name?
ABC.
Oh, ABC is the band.
ABC is the band. ABC, like...
Is that another bad creation?
No, this is proto ABC. So this is like pop new wave, I guess, or something, right? Like, so this is like... ABC is kind of like
ABB.
Well, they were like the like worst out around the same time as like, I don't know, like Pet Shop Boys or something, right? But like Pet Shop Boys are good. ABC is not good.
Not fire.
But they have that song Be Near Me, you know. Be near me. It's like that, like you wanna hear it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Alright, I'll put that on.
Yeah, put on the good song.
But that's their one hit. But for some reason, like,
there's a song called So Hip It Hurts.
I want to hear that one too.
This record is slowly becoming more fire.
It's a billionaire.
All right, hold on. We have to hear this in loud. I'm going to turn the mic down for a second. Hold on.
$1 bet and you're like, I have no idea what this is, but sure.
All right. John, speaking to the mic, John Bertle.
I don't think it's fire.
This is gold. Whoa.
Mike's you had a dollar bin riff.
I think it's like if you found it in a dollar bin and you were feeling like you wanted to buy a record, maybe you would get it because like, who knows what could be on it. But
I think you know what's on that record, John.
But and like maybe that's okay, but.
You got it, and you were like,
trying to go through your record collection and get rid of stuff. This seems like it's got the target really big.
It's like if you bought this in a dollar bin, you took it home, and you were like, oh yeah, full band is playing. They really recorded this, multiple tracks. You'd be pretty excited. It's not just somebody drooling onto a banjo or something. It's not fire, I don't think.
Not fire.
No.
Across the board.
No fire.
No fire.
I have a sound effect.
Yeah, let's do that.
Bom, 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 bom.
It went on, but I don't know if the
it was there. Okay, so the ABC How to Be a Zillionaire. Do you guys ever watch Flavor of like
what, Flavor of Love?
But the what was this Flavor of Love spinoff?
Wait, was it I Love New York?
With the Stallionaires.
No,
do you remember the Stallionaires?
Yeah, rest in peace, one of the guys from the Stallionaires.
I know, that's sad, right? Yeah. But that's what partly why I think I've been keeping this. Because Zillionaires reminds me of Stallionaires.
There was a video game called Zillion, too. I don't know if you remember that. It was like on the Sega Master System. I'm really old.
There's all sorts of things that have Yenairs in them that you can keep.
Yenairs?
Yeah.
Like what? Why don't you list them for us, John Hogan?
Keep going.
You get How to Marry a Millionaire DVD. You could get that. You know, it's got, isn't that Marilyn Monroe in that movie? It's quality product. What? Better than this record.
Wait, How to Marry a Millionaire? Isn't that a reality?
Really my no, it's a movie. My father likes to watch it. He falls asleep. Better than that record.
Shout out to John Hogan's father.
Yeah,
listening right now.
Also in Aries.
Where is he at? New Jersey.
Yeah, Lake Hiawatha.
Shout out to
Lake Hiawatha.
Shout out to New Jerusalem. all right, moving on. This is you guys are not going to think this is fire either.
Maybe it's great.
But I have to. But yeah.
How do you know what we're going to like?
Yeah. Because and if you think we aren't going to like it, why do you not?
Well, maybe it's
on sleeping bag.
That's
awesome. This could be fire.
Evan Walsh for the win over there. Sleeping Bag Records.
Is Arthur Russell on this track?
He could be.
Did
so he's probably somewhere. Or the Chopped and Screwed Arthur Russell edit.
Yeah, he remixes on Sleeping Bag.
No, Tom Coyne mastered it. He mastered every good record in the world.
Dude, Sleeping Bag could be cool.
Background vocals by Colette Thompson. No Arthur Russell, it doesn't look like.
Okay.
Record is by Chocolat.
Let's hear it. So it's like New York scene.
Chocolat, Little Bit of Lovin', on Sleeping Bag Records. It doesn't. Oh, 89. So this is going to be like hip house.
Okay.
Or like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Club mix, clubby dubby mix, radio mix, or the UK mix. Can we have a vote?
Clubby dubby.
You're not gonna. You might
club or clubby.
I don't know though, but clubby dubby implies that it's like a dub, and we might not get to hear Chocolat.
Okay, so club mix, regular club.
Diet club.
Let's do the club mix. Yeah.
Yeah, not the radio edit.
Well, the radio edit is just shorter, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's
less curses.
Less curses.
All right.
We don't play.
There's
no.
We don't have the sex sounds in there. Somebody want.
Clubby Dubby might be the reason to keep it, but I don't know if it's worth listening to the Clubby Dubby.
No.
It's a bad record, but okay. There's a couple things going for it. One is that the woman's name is Chocolat.
Not enough.
No, but come on.
Not
enough for John Bertle. Almost enough
it's
for me
good.
To keep it.
It's good.
Real talk, John. The reason I've kept this record for as long as I have is because of the name Chocolat. Like, I don't want to give away or get rid of a record that's by someone named Chocolat.
Yeah,
and
but
it's the only record you have that they're on.
This is probably
she
the only record Chocolat
like
ever made.
Taylor Dane, though, and I don't. I can't do that. Too many memories of my dad in the car in like the mid 80s.
Your
like,
dad in the car?
Yeah, he had Taylor Dane tapes, you know, that he would put
settle
on.
Settle down back like, there. Oh my God. No. Taylor Dane.
Also, if she was really amazing, then it would have like inspired you to search out other
more chocolate.
Yeah, which it didn't do. Yeah. So it's really just novelty value.
Well, I want to know what Chris thinks.
Well, the only thing I think that's going for it is that it kind of sounds like that parody that De La Soul did of Kicked Out the House.
Yeah.
So, but it's not as good. So, for me, it's not as fire.
But and that's what they were parodying this that record, much. Basically. Or this, like, these records, I guess.
I don't know.
All right, but
let's hear something else.
Yeah. I might ooh. Take this record if it was given, if I saw it ooh. On the street, but... I don't think you should keep it.
I think John's it's pretending it's not fire just because he wants the record by Chuck.
It
makes me think
I
of Tower
I think it might
records.
Be the most fire record so far, though.
Rest in peace.
Rest in Evan peace, Chocolate.
More
Chocolate.
Fire than,
more fire than Queen.
More fire than Queen.
I want to know, is it better than like CNC Music Factory?
No.
Hell no.
Well, then it's not.
No.
Yes, CNC Music Factory is like football fight worthy.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's great?
So it's great. CNC Music Factory, like, for, and I'm being totally honest here, like, it's fucking amazing. Like, no, like, it's just like next level shit. Like, if you compare that to like a, like, Clavillis and Cole, like, CNC Music Factory, like, song, this is not fire.
No, not Drop Jam.
I'm keeping it basically, I've kept it for this long because it's by Chocolate.
Hang on, we've got some additional info.
That's fake.
Oh, that's fake.
Yeah, that's a press release
from a different album. Oh, but it's a
but
cool press release.
See, what you can do is you can trace it back to when the first time I ever played this record in An Everything Must Go.
Oh wow,
that's the other thing.
So
I guess
it was fire enough to not go in An Everything Must Go before.
This is actually, this might change the fire level. This is actually a relic from the first ever Everything Must Go performance that happened.
At Side Street Project.
Concord was the first one I ever did. Oh, wow. Side Street was number two.
Okay.
So it's got it has a print.
I cannot believe that made it past like a round of this before.
Yeah, who was listening to it?
No, but there wasn't a two fire episode.
An additional postcard included from said performance.
It's from Everything Must Go Awesome Dre edition, which was the first one I did, and they were all records that had other people's names written on them. So this was Rich Ordaz is his name. So like the very first Everything Must Go that I did, I played every record I had that had another DJ's name written on it or something. So, like, you could trace it back to who had it before me. And then the idea was that then, like, if you took that record from me, then, like, that was your problem now. Like, you're the next person in the chain. And so, like, nobody took this Chocolate record. So at that point in time, I was ready to get rid of it. But I think at that first, the first one I did, I think I was actually, like, you had to like trade me something for it or you had to give me money for it. So nobody wanted Chocolate bad enough to like give me something in like exchange. So
nobody likes it.
Nobody
including
everybody
you.
Everybody hates Chocolate is what we're learning right now.
But everybody likes Everything.
But if you were a huge fan of your show and you weren't yourself, you would want to keep it.
If I was a fan of Keith Rock and Attell's Everything Must Go, which everyone in the world, which some people are. Ooh. Some people have been, you know.
We're talking about an artifact.
This is an artifact. Yeah. This is a relic, even. This is history right here.
This is an art.
This is history because, like, now it's gone through two of these kind of things.
I feel like it's sooner or later it's going to go, right? So it's like either you're saving it to have it, like, appear in another episode of Everything Must Go, or you're giving it away now. But I don't feel like at the end of this project you're going to have this record.
Very true.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Drop the mic.
Wait, is that fair?
What? Get away. Don't look. All right.
Okay.
Get the air horn ready. No. Wait. You have to get the... hold on. The air horn has to be ready for, like, the extra stuff that's with
us. Yeah, by the way, the Queen album that didn't make the fire cut had, like, 7 air horns played.
Yeah, I haven't heard one air horn or sad trombone. What's going on over there?
No, I have.
It's they're just not playing through here?
It's not playing through
here. Oh, wait. Did I turn... Oh, no. It's a... Okay. We should hear it now, though.
Yeah, it's very subtle.
Do it again. Oh, that's why.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh, that sounds really good with the feedback. All right. Now, let's see. This is a special dedication. Shout out to Steve Cato, one half of 1992 Toyota Corolla Black. This goes out to him. But that shouldn't, if your relationship or your feelings about Steve Cato should not play into garbage. Your decision. It's garbage. Fuck Steve Cato. He is not fire. No, Steve is fire. Steve is half.
You should
fire.
Definitely not throw him out.
You should definitely not give Steve away for free. All right, I'm turning down the mic so we can hear this in all its glory, loud in the room. Okay. We're back.
Jazz.
I'm turning this down a little bit. So this is a Queen album called Jazz, right? Now, you can tell by the air horn that Chris San Pablo really likes the album cover, I think. He's into the cover, which is definitely too fire. Yeah, there's like
school.
Yeah, totally. Bridget Riley did this cover for this Queen album. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Okay, but now, so who's on the fence?
I don't like this music, but the cover is good.
Okay, but all right, so you're on the fence, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, that's John Hogan saying that. I think this is bad music.
Hey, this is John Hogan.
Hi, what's up? Go to my website. Look up John Hogan. I'm on Instagram. I think it's bad music, and but
I hate
like the
Queen.
Cover.
I have to like.
Yeah, I don't like them either. But I did like the Flash Gordon. That's what I'm like. That Flash Gordon is the best song
ever. Conflicted, right?
Yeah, but Flash Gordon was like a unique, rare track. We're talking here about like a 106.5, like, you know, mega radio hit.
I agree.
That song, right? Like, but the album itself, like, what else is?
I think
on
that's
here?
Why I like it.
There's Mustafa, Fat Bottom Girls, Jealousy, Bicycle Race is a pretty good song. If you can't beat them, let me entertain you.
Let's hear Bicycle.
Dead like, on time.
Like, I like the Spinal Tap parody of Fat Bottom Girls more than...
They have a song called More of That Jazz. Okay, but wait. This is something I want to do.
The album's called Jazz.
But people at home can't see what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
So this is going to win everybody over. And it's immediately going to go from like, eh, to like, holy shit.
Yeah, I know what's about to happen.
It actually has.
Yeah.
Yes.
It has the Fat Bottom Girl Bicycle Race combo poster in it. So it's got naked.
Is that a rare poster?
This is, I would say, 36 inches.
It's pretty rare. It's rare to find the poster intact in this record. Mm-hmm. Like, you can find the. Basically, like, we. Like, I was talking to someone about this the other day. Shout out to Steve Cato again. and we were saying that, like, imagine being like. When did this come out? Like, 70 something? 70. It's like 70s ish. I don't know where it is. I can't find the date.
It's like you just bought a porno mag with your album.
Right? You're fucking 13 years old. You just got home from the record store with your Queen album, and you have no idea. Either you're the first one of all... and this is, like, male perspective fully, and I'm sorry that this sounds, like, as bad as it does.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Sausage Fest. Two Fire Sausage Fest. So... okay, so you're 13 years old, and either you have no idea this fucking poster's inside there, or there's like a rumor going around, like, hey, did you get that new Queen album? Like, no, there's no way is that poster in there. And you're like, yeah, man, go buy it. Like,
Mom's going to let you buy the Queen album.
Mom's totally going to let you buy the Queen album. And then
Bridget Riley did the cover.
What? Yeah, because the cover.
It's called Jazz.
And it's called Jazz.
This is, you know, way pre-internet age. I mean, a poster, that's some serious material.
Yeah.
This is very useful.
For you kids out there, a poster was something that...
totally pre-enhanced CDs. So,
Keith, how do you feel about separating the poster from the record?
Oh, no.
They have to stay together. They have to.
Yeah. I would say keep the poster, put it up in some bathroom, play the record.
It's fire. I think it's a fire package.
It's a fire package.
It's definitely a fire package. I actually had to pay for that poster to give to my brother a long time ago.
How much did you pay for it?
I don't remember, but I was.
I'll sell you this on eBay for $20.
Whoa!
And it was like a. And then we framed it for my brother who rides his bicycle all the time. So we're like, okay, we need to find this.
Oh wait! So you've got bike culture involved.
There is that now. Yeah, that's part of it.
So if you were to put this outside of, say, you know,
Amsterdam,
yeah, or you know, Golden Saddle Cyclery up in Silver Lake,
yeah.
Like you'd have some like.
Oh, yeah.
Pixie Bros, like, fighting over it.
Yeah. You just unleash it at a Midnight Riders.
There's a really good photo of Queen on the inside, too.
That's a good
there's
picture.
A bar
the
in...
best thing...
Not as good as the girls on the bikes.
No, not at all. But the best thing about...
That's good in her sleeve, though.
There are two good things about Queen, and it's not neither of them are their music. One is that Freddie Mercury always wore really, like, amazing shoes. Like, he's always wearing, like, weird, like, dancing, like, capizios or, like ballet shoes or something. And then Brian May's hair is the second good thing about Queen. The music... Queen is... I'm trying to figure out Queen. Like, I think the reason I kept this, too, is just because, like, I can't figure Queen out at all. Like, I don't understand, like... Like, I think it's amazing that, like, We Are the Champions is a song that's played at, like, every sporting event, like, sung by the most, like, queeniest queen.
I think it's sort of like Jock Drag or something.
Jock Drag.
No, 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 no.
That's why I'm into it, because it's totally, like, Jock Drag.
Jock Drag?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, man, it's a... What do you call those things? An intervention.
So wait,
into
I don't
sports culture.
This is fire.
It's like I'm
into the fire.
I think there's two fires over here.
Yeah,
there's two fires.
The poster is fire, and I am in favor of separating the poster from the record.
No, I think it's gotta go. I don't think the poster is that good.
That means it's a draw. So right, does Keith get a say or no?
Or can you just give it to somebody?
I mean, I can just keep it.
You can just give it.
If you want, I guess.
The say that I get is that it's my record, and I can just be like, yeah, I'm taking it home.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. Misfire.
So this is a tepid response. Medium.
It's half and half, and I would say, like, you guys are not helping. Because,
there's
I can't...
You gotta let that go, man.
Let it go.
No, don't let it go.
if you let it go, I'll end up just taking it.
There's a bar in that I used to go to in Baltimore that had that poster like on the wall, framed, and you just stare at it. Just saying.
You just stare at it.
You just stare at it because it's naked ladies on naked flicks, lady. And it was 1997.
And it was called.
They didn't have moving images yet.
And the bar was called.
Was it featured on the wire?
Chris and Bubba's brother's house.
So I guess it didn't happen in Baltimore. It was not featured on the wire.
Sorry. This is pre-wire. Pre-wire Baltimore.
It was Baltimore before the wire.
No. Anyway, Mount Royal Tavern.
Yeah.
Represent.
Shout out to Mount Royal Tavern. Micah representing.
Art School,
what's up?
Oh, Micah.
Mount Royal Tavern was amazing. Like, yeah. I hated it when I was at, like, when I went to Micah. Like, this is going to,
oh,
sorry.
It was great.
We're going to get a little tangential here. But if anyone's ever been, never been to Baltimore, then just stop listening. But, like, if you've been to Baltimore and you've been to, like, why am I blanking on, like, what is the neighborhood where Micah is in again? I'm blanking.
Man.
Bolton Hill.
Bolton
Hill,
yeah.
What's up, Bolton Hill? If you've ever been to Bolton Hill and knock onto Mount Royal Tavern, yo, shout out to all my listeners in Baltimore right now. go up to Mount Royal Tavern and ask for a Natty Boat Dark.
Yeah, dude.
On tap. And look at the Queen bicycle race.
And then put on Like a Hurricane on the jukebox. I haven't been there in 15 years, but it's probably still there.
Same here.
But did you remember that was there? Or did you ever see that up there, Keith?
I don't remember
behind the
seeing
bar,
that poster.
Maybe,
there.
I don't know.
I think because I had my own, I would just go home and look at it. I was like, why go somewhere else and look at like 100 naked chicks on bikes? I can just do this in my own room. All right. This is another, like,
I want to hear stories about that.
Wait, what?
I want to hear stories about people who, like, actually tried to use that poster, you know, to get off.
What do you mean try to?
I mean, maybe.
I think there was probably, like, lots of successful, like...
Like, do they have to tape it up on their wall and, like, make sure that, like, you know, like, how do you... What if someone walks in? What do you do?
It's like, if that's what you're using it for, okay, like, here's the thing.
Here's how you masturbate before the internet.
Let me tell you about masturbating to posters. No, you figure, like, that back to like, the 13-year-old in 1978, like, getting this album, I figure, like, they're either, like, keeping it folded up in the sleeve and, like, taking it out when they need it, you know what I mean? Or you have, like, the kid whose parents are a little detached, and he fully puts it up on his wall, but he's not jerking off to it. Like, he's putting it up on his wall to be, like... Yeah, check this out, guys. Like, I've got naked chicks on my wall. I think everyone that probably, like, jerked off to the Queen album was probably, like, the poster was folded up as it is. It actually...
Or
which makes this even
dads.
More fire, because this poster was never... This poster had one purpose from whoever had this record before me. Shout out to my stepdad.
Drop the mic.
Right. Sorry. My family doesn't listen to anything I do, so whatever.
I'm just really into your records.
Yeah, so yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. There's your, like, yeah. I don't think that, like, I don't know. I don't think there was, like, worry about, like, the poster's up on the wall, I have to rip it down because my mom's coming in, because I'm jerking off. I think, like, that person that put the poster on their wall was, like, confident that they were just going to be like, fuck you, mom, like, I can do what I want.
Yeah, see, I would never be able to get away with that in my house.
Basically, that, like, had a fight with his mom.
All right,
anyway, moving on.
Matt Dillon.
So, wait, was there a verdict on... Jazz by Queen?
I think Keith's gonna keep it.
Keith's gonna keep it.
But I don't fucking want it. Like, I don't know what to do because...
Get rid of it.
Let it go.
Let it go.
But the poster...
Keith, that's what I'm saying. Keep the poster. Ditch the record.
It's from your stepdad?
What?
Is it from your stepdad?
It's Keith? Not from him. I mean, I took it from him.
Yeah, you should keep it.
Right?
Yeah, unless... I don't know.
I
unless
have to.
You need to
I'm
let
sure
go.
You have other things from your stepdad.
For sentimental purposes.
Yeah.
This isn't Everything Must Stay. It's Everything Must Go. Get rid of it.
It's true. All right.
It's not fire, bro.
Not. Fire. It's not fire.
All the people that heard fire are not on mic says no.
All the people you can't hear are like fighting.
Yeah, I'm making good cases against it.
All right, I'm turning the mic down now.
Am I like horribly bad?
Pretty bad. This is
like prog Paul McCartney.
No, but 10cc is so they did.
They did Love Ballads, right?
Yeah, they did that song. I'm Not in Love, right?
Yeah,
like that's their song.
My mom karaoke to that song a lot.
That's gonna go.
Don't forget. Okay, but here we are again with this problem of like a cover. Now, this is the covers by Hypnosis. So they're the people that did like they did. Like Wish You Were Here, the Pink Floyd album. They did whatever the last Led Zeppelin album was.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
Physical Graffiti.
No, In Through the Outdoor, or whatever. Okay. Or and then the one before that, not okay. Physical Graffiti. Anyway, so the cover. Okay, I'll explain it. So on the front, there's like a like a businessman that. Like, I'll say he's a businessman, he's like in a suit, he looks like he's in an office, and then there's a diagonal split, and he's talking to this, like, woman who's, like, in a robe, and her hair and makeup is kind of messed up, and she's, they're on these phones that are great, like, rotary phones with, like, the spiral cords, too. So they're talking to each other, they look like maybe they're in a fight, like, he looks mad, she looks like she's, like, drunk, she's holding a glass. And then behind them in the background, I think those are the guys from 10cc, like in the car back there. Or it's either the Hypnosis, the people who made the album cover. Somebody. But then there's like so much detail in this cover, it's crazy. And in the back, it's like a weird like pervert guy in a phone booth where like he's got his handkerchief over the mouthpiece on the phone like they do in movies when you're like...
What do you want?
Like disguising your voice, yeah. So he's like talking to this woman who's like a flight attendant, maybe? Is that what that looks like?
Okay. So
she's on a bed in a hotel and he's talking like dirty to her and she looks surprised. And the name of the album is How Dare You.
Do you have like a personal story about this record? Because like that's a lot of detail. You sound really excited and invested in it. You want to keep it, but I mean, it's like that stuff doesn't sway me. You know, like it's cool, and it's like I don't know.
The problem for me is that like it's not like I don't really like the music.
It's a cool PolyGram original. It's on Mercury or whatever. You know. Oh no, it's a reissue. Previously released.
Okay, cool. I can get rid of it.
You should let it go. You should find the old one.
Either way.
Yeah, get rid of that. It stinks.
All right.
Not fire.
The cover is really good, though. The cover is like...
Make it a scan.
You could make a cover like that, though, now. Just
Instagram it. People will be like, that's a great Instagram. And then 5 seconds later, they'll forget it ever happened.
All right, it's not the dollar bin, but it's in the, like, the $5 bins that are, like, below the regular bins.
This next one's probably like a full Dollar Bin record too, but like I also want to keep it because.
Didn't you bring anything fire?
Yeah, this is not looking very hot today.
Yeah. No, well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe I stacked the deck with not fire, so I wouldn't have to get rid of it. Like, I wouldn't have to, like, bring anything home. It's called Everything Must Go, John, not Everything Must Stay. Right?
I like the Mamas and the Papas, though.
I hate them.
You hate the Mamas and Papas?
Yeah, I do.
And why do you hate them?
It's just like, nah.
Really? This one? I will take
also,
this
they're right also now. They have sex with their children.
This is amazing.
Also?
Huh?
Also,
really? Yeah. Well, one of them, yeah.
Phillips, right?
Yeah. It's not
I mean, consensual. Allegedly. Consensual sex.
Allegedly.
With your daughter.
My father had consensual sex with his daughter.
Yeah. I heard the solo album kind of John blows Phillips it. After he left the Mamas and the Papas, because it's brilliant. It's all about Topanga.
Haven't heard it.
No, but they're
so
like
good.
The Mamas and the Papas are pretty brilliant.
They're
like,
amazing.
Yeah, and
the first two records were both really excellent.
And What's Her Face was on What's Her Face. Like, what's that broad's name? No, not Mama Cat. The skinny mama?
Yeah.
Michelle Phillips?
Who's the baby mama?
That baby mama.
She was dating both of them.
She was in remember she was on the first 90210? She was somebody's mom. She played like Kelly's mom.
This is really good.
Tori Spelling's mom.
Yeah, she was like somebody. Tori Spelling's mom, right. Okay, so this is the Mamas and the Papas cover of Heavy D's Now That We Found Love. Shake me, shake me. Baby, baby, bake me. No need to fake. Here I am. Come on and take me. Wind your body. Baby, move your body. I see your slip sliding. Come on and do it, honey. I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky-dory about this thing that I found. Jingle, bunch of jiggles. So spread over your love, cause it's heavy in the middle. Moving like a movie, she wanted to groove, so I grooved her. Then she wanted to learn, so we play school, and I schooled her. But not like this. We can toss and turn, rumble, tumble, and twist. Anything you want, I give it. Fantasies will live it, so lay down and relax. Love of my lady love of my baby girl. Alright, the discussion is back. So, we have one emphatical, like, two fire. Can we get an air horn for Evan?
This is way too fire.
So, the reason I think that maybe this isn't too fire for me, but it might be fire enough that I can give it to you.
Is it music?
I guess that's the thing, too. It's just like, if you guys are saying these things are too fire, but I'm, like, cool with getting rid of them, then, like, I'm happy just to give them to you, I guess. So, Evan gets the Heavy D record. So, this is produced by Teddy Riley. So, this is, like, full New Jack Swing era. I really, like, I kind of always wanted to like Heavy D, but I just never, like, the only Heavy D song I liked was the very first Heavy D song that was called Mr. Big Stuff, which is, like, a fucking amazing song, which I have on 45, so, like, that is, like, way too fire, like, that's not even questionable.
I'm wrong. Heavy D was not on the Boomerang soundtrack, but it's era that I associate the two.
No. That makes sense. Yeah.
Associated. Boomerang associated.
So he's not Boomerang canon.
It's Boomerang adjacent.
Yeah.
The cover, I don't know. He looks a little creepy on the cover, but rest in peace, Heavy D. I mean, like, you know, I guess we can't.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Yeah. The type design, though, is really excellent.
The type design is pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'm into the type design. I'm into it for, like, the era keeping reasons, but Heavy D was always pretty corny to me.
Yeah.
But that chorus and that beat is, like, really, like, if you play this now, there's so many, like, 20-year-old girls would be really into it because they have parties like that right now where they're all just playing stuff like this. Like, my little brother's really into this, and this is stuff, like, I was into when I was a kid, but not really into because you just kind of heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's fire.
That's, I think
you
I'm into that.
That. Party,
yeah.
People are dancing.
Yeah. It's a dance worthy.
Okay.
But
does the fact that he has the Mr. Big Stuff 45, does that mean at all that he should get rid of this? Because he has, like, the better version of the Heavy D song. It means more to him.
Well, the question is Keith continuing to ploy as a professional DJ, and does he need the Heavy D for his repertoire,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Keith is DJing days are done.
Yeah, who's your audience?
Yeah.
Audience and intention.
Personal, it's all about his personal archive. It's about...
I could see a nostalgic moment or three when he's like hanging out with the lady, we're at the house, we're like, you know, just... feeling it, like, oh my god, we put on heavy D. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of fire.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into it, but, you know.
I didn't hear one word you guys were saying. Sorry. Like the only part of this like whole show where you guys were like actually talking about my relationship to like a certain record, and I wasn't even listening.
We were just saying how it's garbage and you should throw it out. No, I'm just kidding.
It's kind of a given that like I'm never gonna play like any of these records anymore. Like I'm not gonna like go out like and DJ like a club and be like, yeah, here's my fucking Heavy D 12-inch.
Well, Evan, it's just like, no. He painted a picture of you with some friends.
Yeah, and the lady friend, like you're cooking, you're like having dinner, you're doing something, you're chopping putting on some tomatoes. Records, you know, and you're like, you know what?
Remember
I'm gonna
that
throw
heavy
on
D
this
song?
Heavy D song. And you and the lady friend are like dancing in the kitchen, having a great time. Now that we found love, it's a moment.
Okay, but here's a little secret about my house.
Yeah.
Is that my turntables are packed away, like deep in storage, because I don't even bother. Like if I want to, if I'm just like, oh yeah, I remember that fucking Heavy D jam. Like it's just like
on
click.
iPad on Spotify.
Here, like listen to it on my phone.
Why are you keeping anything?
Well, that's the question, right? Like it's just like I.
Yeah, for the cover art. That's why I should keep that Queen. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. You like so there's the Queen argument. But then, like, back to whatever. Then, like, maybe I just keep that for the cover. Yeah. Maybe I'm keeping all these just for, like, the
cover.
What
has most fire cover?
Did he approve that picture of him? Like, when...
Look at his, like...
That's a weird picture of him.
I mean, he is heavy. He's owning it on the cover.
He is owning it. And the peace necklace? Oh, yeah.
Everyone thinks it's fire but me, so I think you just gotta keep it.
I don't think... I'm like...
It used to be fire to be upbeat.
Used to be fire. Could be fire.
I'm very
potential
like,
fire.
Potential fire.
Room temperature for me. Room temperature.
Tepid.
It's like a small fire.
It's hotter than it
various
is cold.
Various small fires. Yeah.
Shout out to various small fires. And the Chick-fil-A on the same street.
And Ed Ruscha. Yeah.
And Ed Ruscha.
I keep thinking if you... Is he playing the music now? Or what? I keep thinking if you actually played that to your long-term... life partner, then you'd be like, I don't know, what are we gonna do now? Are we supposed to have kids or I don't know.
A lot of that Heavy D is also dependent on if you're still DJing and how you mix it. Like what song would go well with it or make me want to like it? You know, because it's a good BPM. Yeah.
ABC. How to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
You should do a DJ set for the next one.
What?
Do a real DJ set for like the next one.
An actual DJ set? Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, I haven't done that, but I don't really want to.
Or get like a really good turntable.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good
to just
idea,
like give them records. Yeah,
I'm not gonna do it. Wait, what was the last?
get DJ Qbert to come and just give him random records to scratch. And then let's see how much fire can he can potentially put out.
How much fire he can, like...
He could muster
up. It's like a record. So I've been sitting here this whole time while you guys have been talking, trying to find the like, sound.
Track,
No. Not, it's like a sound. Like, this Mamas and Papas thing is like, it comes down to there's just like one sound in a song that I really like, and it's in this Words of Love song where it goes like boo! Like there's this like weird, and I can't find it without listening to the whole song because I guess it's shorter than I think. It's kind of like I keep thinking I hear it, but so the only reason I want to keep this Mamas and Papas records is because Charlie Spelling's mom is hot on the cover, mainly on the cover. Then, I kind of found it. Hold on. Let's see here.
Ah!
you're talking about saving a record that's how long?
What?
How long is the whole record? It's like...
And it's the greatest hit, so it's not even a good record, but like... Oh, yeah.
But it's like saving a whole record for like 2 seconds of audio seems not very logical to me.
Unless you're DJ Mustard and you're going to use that sample to make a club banger.
But like, even that, like, let's say tomorrow I wake up and I'm the next DJ Mustard, and I'm like making tracks for people, right? For like rappers.
Who's DJ Mustard?
Evan.
He's the new hot producer, like.
But no, he's not though. He was like.
He was good for
ago.
Like the first like.
Yeah.
Did he work five with songs. Like, Big Sean or something?
No, with YG and like Ty Dolla $ign and all like the LA people.
Okay.
Club bangers.
I'm really into Splurt. You guys know Splurt? He does club bangers.
Club bangers.
What do you do?
On My Way to Steal Your Girl.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
It's good. Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Swiggity Swooty. I'm coming for the booty.
Swiggity Swooty.
No, but yeah, Mustard. DJ Mustard. You know, Mustard, okay. Mustard on the beat.
Mustard on the beat, huh?
Okay.
There's actually, like, what's funny about DJ Mustard is, like, so, like, all these producers now have their little, like, you know, drop that goes on every song they make. So like, you'll be like, oh, I thought that was a like so and so song, but why does it keep saying like DJ Mustard all over it? And so they got really smart. Like they did the like the mixtape sort of method of like everyone will know it's your record if you just put your name all over it. But like DJ Mustard's thing is funny because it's like Mustard on the beat, like that's what you hear on the radio, but it's actually Mustard on the beat, ho. But they like have to like, so like he has an actual like radio edit of his like drop, but then like the actual like dirty version of his drop. That's like, so I think that's kind of funny. It's not just like DJ Mustard across the board, but it's like ho.
Rappers perfected like the radio edit thing. Like, do you remember all the like when DMX was like all the edits and just kind of like the radio versions, like the dog barks and like those are really good.
Like, yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, like the over the curse words. So wait, so Mamas and Papas probably can get rid of, right?
Yeah, toss it.
You can just let it go.
I got nothing. Yeah,
just record that 2 seconds.
No boner.
Make it your
boner. Yeah, I just did it. That. It's like similar sound.
Yeah.
The sad trombone.
Yeah, you can kind of make that yourself. Boo. You don't need to.
I've done it like 10 times already. Yeah, that's how good I am at it.
Boo. Yeah. Hey, you put that in the, you know, I what is it? iGarage.
iGarage?
Yeah. You put some effects on it.
Every time, you know.
Fruity Loops.
I feel like
I'm shocked.
So it's like, yeah. What? It's like 10 after 8. When we got here, like, this is like, but these like these days, I know, but like it's weird, like these K-Chung days of like nobody showing up and shit, like I felt like that hasn't happened in so long. Like it's been running like actually a well-oiled
like,
machine around
there
here.
There was 130 then, people on the wait list.
Yeah, right?
Like a lot.
There's like it's
K
Chung right now is definitely too fire
for real,
but like but still like this is weird. This is the first time I've ever like had nobody show up after my show. This is like the first time.
I think they're all at the Rose Bowl because there's like a thing.
Oh, there's like a soccer game.
Yeah,
right?
There's what tonight?
Soccer, stupid.
Sorry, football.
Football.
Euro football. All right, quiet. Okay, so we've got Jungle Love from the album Ice Cream Castle by The Time. Recorded probably at Paisley Park.
Yeah, it's fire.
The Time was like the, if you've seen Purple Rain, Morris Day and The Time was like the rival band from Prince and the Revolution. So like Minneapolis, like they were the two bands in Minneapolis. Morris Day and Prince were like the two guys. I think it's on Warner Brothers. Like I think The Time has a record deal at this point at this point in time because of Prince. Because he's on Warner Brothers as well. I'm trying to see where it's recorded. Anyway, Morris Day and The Time are amazing. I think. I would say.
It's a full length, right? It's not the.
It's a full length, and it's actually the Canadian pressing of it, which definitely brings it down some levels of hotness. Sorry. Shout out to Canada. But I have to say that, like, manufactured and distributed by Warner Brothers in Scarborough, Ontario, is a little, like, less fire than Warner Brothers Records in, like, Hollywood, California. Right?
Like, I think we could.
UK, sure. Whatever. But anywhere but Canada, I guess.
That's a damn. Anywhere but Canada.
I love Canada. Shout out to Steve Cato again. Hey, Steve.
Three and a half stars on AllMusic.
3.5 stars on AllMusic. So it's not the best album. Jungle Love is definitely the best song on this album.
Let's hear one of the other songs.
Do you want to hear Ice Cream Castles, My Drawers? Let's hear My Drawers.
My Drawers. Yeah.
It's like
a no-brainer.
Yeah, no AllMusic picks for this one. Third and final before Splinter. The Bird is supposed to be good.
The Bird is not on this album, though. No. Oh, wait, no, it is, actually. Sorry. Oh, yes. The Bird is the best song, actually.
Let's hear The Bird.
Hold on. First, we're going to listen to My Drawers. Yeah.
The Time fight a lot. Or they hate each other, right?
You might want to.
The Time hates each other.
No. Let's. Can we hear the other hit? What was it? The bird. Let's hear The Bird.
This was released a week after Purple Rain was put out in theaters. You said.
Yeah, and it was the rival band and rival record.
That's really good.
It's like Crisscross versus ABC, right? Yeah. Oh, it's got a really good label. Gothic font or something of Ice Cream Castle.
Just that it only says Ice Cream Castle on the back.
That's pretty good.
I would definitely keep this if I were you.
I think Yard Pedro, which is like the hottest contemporary art space in LA right now. Shout out to Yard Pedro. As of tomorrow, it's going to be known as Ice Cream Castle. On the fire scale, I can't decide if records that say like this side, that side, or like side one, other side, you know, like there are some records that have like all the information on one side of the label, and instead of saying like side one, side two, what I don't like is when they try to be like clever and they're like this side, that side, or they're like, you know, like
not this side or not
other side. Like this one says side one and other side. So like, why would you call it other side if you're already calling
like
it
summer side, winter side,
summer
some
side,
kind of like
homicide.
Homicide,
suicide, deicide.
I think they're actually being.
We got really metal on. So.
I love like homicide, suicide, Riverside.
That was a really popular T-shirt in Riverside.
That's like, for real?
Yeah, like because I used to live out there.
Riverside?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was a list of
dark.
It said homicide, suicide, genocide, Riverside.
That's so good.
That, that t-shirt is fire.
Yeah. That t-shirt is... Really needs a,
whoever needs has or knows where one is, like, let me know, because I want that shirt.
It's like London.
It's air horn worthy.
Just to be an apologist for that label, what if it said side one and side two, and then you're like, that's fine, which one am I holding? I think that's the logic, maybe? Just saying.
No, it's the logic when, like, all the info's on one side.
But they should just put one in, on one and a two on the other.
Sure, yeah. It's like, there could be, like, a small little two.
Yeah, the designers. Right? I'd blame the designers. I'd blame probably the their design. Fault.
But that being said...
How, as a DJ, you would be really annoyed when you're trying to play a record, and you have to read the whole thing because you have to figure out what side is which. Like, rather than just flipping, you go, oh, this song is on this side. Then you flip it, it's like, oh, that's the song on this side.
Right. So it's not very practical.
Not very.
But like this.
That's yeah, funny. But the but this this the other side is pretty sexy, right?
It's clean. Yeah.
Like that'd be a nice like back tattoo.
Yeah.
let's see.
So what's put the best song?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the bird.
See? Yeah. See?
Wow.
Yeah. See?
It's That's a, crazy. That's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's
that's a total thing.
It. Yeah.
Huh?
There's a forum for it.
It's
for
yeah. It's a forum. It was the homicide.
Hold on. Why y'all beating on shit? What's that name? Huh, do y'all want to learn a new dance? Are you qualified to learn one? Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Who can dance out there? Okay, we're going to try a new dance. And if I see everybody doing it, I don't want to see you no more. Jelly Bean, are we ready? Y'all better do this one. What time is that? All right, y'all got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
I think you can let it go too. This is like bootleg Living in America. But I mean, but it's okay. You can trick people.
It's pretty hot.
Dude, I know, but Jungle Love is awesome.
Jungle Love is an amazing song, but again, it's like, do I need to hold on to this?
And Drawers is pretty good.
My Drawers.
My Drawers. Yeah. I actually like that more than
The title
might be better than the song. Yeah, I would.
But it's like all romantic, but it's called My Drawers. He's like, I'm gonna make your inside sing. That's how he does it. That's what he sounds like.
Wait, let me do it again. I didn't hear.
Make your inside sing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
pretty
good. Sample that, DJ. Yeah.
I have to go, so I'm going to leave the
John
show
Hogan's
now.
John Hogan's checking out. John. Also,
bye, John. Bye.
What?
Bye,
Evan.
John.
Evan and John are leaving.
Bye, I'm signing off.
Bye,
where,
guys.
Where might we find you guys next?
next?
Yeah, like what's coming up for John
do,
and Evan?
I'm gonna do a haunted house at Automata in Halloween.
What?
It's gonna be called Fright Privilege. Peace.
You can find me here at K-Chung next Monday on Pass the Paintbrush.
All right.
And every other Monday.
Tune in.
Six to eight.
Thanks, guys, for coming.
Are we done? The show's done?
Well, I don't know. We've got time to kill. I just want to, like, right, just
you guys enjoy.
Just a quick recap.
Sure, recap. I'm still here.
Recap with maybe the sound effects to just make sure we're good.
Yeah, Chris and me are here.
Too fired, it'll go.
Chris and Pablo and John Bertle, too fire to actually leave the studio. All right, Lisa, Cult Jam, Lost in Emotion, 12-inch.
Not too fire.
Was not too fire, right? So that's in the file. The Time, Ice Cream Castle.
Debatable.
Debatable fire.
I'll say Let It Go because someone might really like it instead of...
I have a hard time saying that isn't fire.
Yeah. The cover's good, but again, it's
worth the cover, I think. See, I don't remember The Time, unlike Michael Jackson.
Do you remember
The Time? But it's pretty good.
I don't know. There is a song, like, we listened to My Drawers and Jungle Love and the Bird, but we didn't listen to Chili Sauce.
That sounds pretty good, Jimmy.
Chili Sauce.
Chili
I don't know.
Sauce.
This is going in the maybe bin.
Maybe bin. For next show.
Mamas and Papas, we decided, was not fire.
Not
at
fire.
Loser
horn. All right.
Heavy D's, now that we found. Oh, Evan was supposed to get this.
Oh, you could leave it here for him next
That's
week.
What happens when you leave too fire too early. Yeah. No records for you.
Nope.
So Heavy D.
If
was
I
fire.
Leave this here, someone might take it though.
True.
Heavy D was too fire for Evan, but like, I whatever. I'm actually.
Well, I think the like key point is that you have another Heavy D album that you like way more.
Yeah. So all right. So it goes into not fire for Keith, but fire for Evan. Yeah. So like, the 10cc, How Dare You.
Not too
based
fire.
On the cover. Not fire.
Not fire.
Chocolate was not fire, correct?
I might take this record, but it's not fire.
There you go.
There we
John
go.
John Bertle is going home
all
with
yours.
Chocolate.
Tune in next Monday
on
K-Chung, where you can hear the full Chocolate album.
John's going to just play Chocolate on repeat while Guan
all
sings along.
All five versions.
All five. The Dubby Clubby mix. Like
so much
down.
So much Dubby Clubby mix.
The screwed and the chopped and screwed.
Yeah, we got Clubby Arthur Dubby Russell's like secret unreleased version.
Tune in. Monday, what time is that, John?
8 to 9.
8 to 9 p.m. Monday, K-Chung, right here. Don't change your dial.
Just keep it tuned for
keep it
six
tuned.
Days.
6 days straight. Stay awake. Listen, it'll make the show better. ABC's How to Be a Gazillionaire was definitely
not for
ice
what,
cold.
What was it?
It was as cold as it gets here.
It's fine. I hear it somewhere. All right, so ABC is definitely... And Joan Jett, we all hate Joan Jett now.
Yeah, Joan Jett now, sorry.
We decided.
I really wanted to like her, but it was not. Oh, I wanted to bring this up. Did you guys hear about the guy that was working at McDonald's that was like...
he
was giving away his mixtapes and Happy Meals.
Really?
That
is the most fire.
He got fired because instead of putting in the toy, he was putting in his mixtape.
Like how, though? Like in what form?
Just Happy Meal.
I don't know.
Like what? Like a thumb drive?
I think it was a CD.
A CD?
Yeah, because thumb drives are more expensive.
Right.
And then when he was asked about it, he said that he was doing it to keep the Happy Meals warm because his mixtape was so fire. It would keep him warm for hours.
Sign that guy. Someone needs to sign that guy.
And totally.
Dre.
DJ Mustard, get on that.
DJ Mustard, find the Happy Meal guy. Ice Cream Castle, what did we decide on Ice Cream Castle?
I say leave it.
personally.
Leave it, like, get rid of it?
Leave it, get rid of it, because I feel like someone might like it.
Somebody's going to, like... Somebody who has no idea who the time is, or like doesn't even know who Prince is or something, is gonna see this and just be like, what the fuck? Like, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then they're gonna listen to it and they're gonna be like, it's kind of mediocre. And then someone, their friend, is gonna be like, yeah, the time's not that good. Like, didn't you see Purple Rain or something? And then, like, and then it's just gonna end up like they're gonna have the problem of getting rid of it, right? Yeah.
Or someone like my mom would find it and think it's Prince. And then she'll be like, oh, this is cool. Check it out. And then she'll just memorize the whole thing.
Check out this really rare print off I found. It was when he was calling himself The Time.
Yeah. It was when Prince was in this other band called The Time.
Yeah. Before he was Prince, he was called Morris Day. All right, so that goes in that pile. Queen Jazz, we decided to keep.
My vote is to keep the poster. Maybe even put it up at K-Chung. Get rid of the album.
Maybe the poster just needs to go up in here.
Maybe. That's a good place for
that. That is a good place. I'd be happy with that. Yeah. All right, cool. So the Queen album itself is not fire, but the poster is too fire to let someone actually.
I'm into the album though. I like the album.
You want the album?
Only because right, I like the album.
You get the album without the poster because you already bought the poster.
But my brother owns the poster.
Multiple copies of the poster. But if you need to go like have some time with the poster, you just go to your brother's house, right?
But I actually like the cover more than the poster.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
you're into this like actual
Bridget
cover.
Riley,
so.
Yeah, Bridget Riley.
The cover is really good.
Yeah, it's a good
I don't think it's that good.
I like it.
I think it's just okay.
It's so weird, and then this.
I like that. If it didn't have that, I'd be like, it's
I just
really
when I said
bad.
This, I was pointing at there is actually like silhouettes of naked women on bicycles. Really, it's kind of subtle, like a pattern of like. It's so the top of it says Queen, 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 and then there's like these like ellipses, the op art kind of thing. It says Jazz, and then at the bottom there's like. I think they're naked women on or a naked woman repeating on a bicycle in a pattern, and the back is like the inverse of that. So the front's black and white, and the back is white and black.
I wonder how many upset people would like how upset people would be if they knew about this record and they found it on the street and they looked inside and there was no poster. Yeah.
Well, they're not gonna have that problem because you're taking the album home and the poster's staying up on the wall. So also. As always, all of these records have like other stuff in them too. So if you go to Sun Yat-sen statue tonight, you're not only going to get a record, but you're going to get like some of them have postcards in them. The limited edition postcard of me deleting the free U2 album from my iTunes. So that's what you get with like some of these records, and then some of them who have like. Been in multiple.
Been on the block.
Everything Must Goes have some other stuff in them as well.
Is this one on both?
That's from the first one. The Chocolate album is like is too fire just because it like has a history.
I know. If only I had the I could take the George Harrison thing and put it in here, and then I have three. Whoa. That would be like.
That'd be like high.
John Bird has been a fan since the beginning. He knows all the secrets.
How many different inserts have you made for Everything Must Go records?
I want to say like maybe 6 or 7. Six. Like not that many. I don't make them for this thing. Like for the radio show, like they just get the other one. And this U2, like the postcard of me deleting U2 from my iTunes was not made specifically for Everything Must Go. It was just like a handout, like. It was like kind of like my version of a business card because it actually has my email address on it.
Oh,
so
right.
Like I give it to people as like a like hey.
When
like,
you're trying to network.
Like when I'm trying to network when I'm street teaming.
Hey, check out my mixtape.
I was like, yo, you like hip hop?
Hey, you check listen to that CD in your Happy Meal?
Yeah. Hey, yo, you like Happy Meals? You need something to keep it warm? So then I'm just like, oh hey, like. Here, I deleted the U2 album, and then I give them the postcard, and then, like, if they're like, oh, that's cool that he deleted the U2 album, because no one could figure out how to do that, then they're like, we gotta email this guy, like, he's probably an amazing artist. His practice is probably fucking
How many
sick.
Emails have you gotten that says, hey, help me delete the YouTube album?
Never got an email, but I've got, like, everybody does this. Like, well, I can't, I'm not going to act it out, but I'll explain what I'm doing. I hand them the postcard face up, and I'm just like, hey, this is a postcard of this performance I did, or something. Like, I'm just like, hey, this is a postcard of when I deleted the U2 album. And they're like, okay, cool, and they take it. And every single person is just like, wait, you can do that? Like, they stop for a minute, and they're just like, how'd you do that? And they flip it over to see the back, because they want, like, they instructions want on the back. And then, so part of me thinks it's kind of great that there's no instructions on the back, because I'm just like, no, I did it, but you can't. But then another part of me thinks, like, that would have been a, like, amazing public service, like, to just be to be giving these things out, like, to anyone on the street. Just
Here's
like
how you delete
hey,
the U2 album.
You know that U2 album that you're like, how did that get there? But, like, you think about, like, so many people besides, like the general public, not, like, people we know, I guess, because we're not part of the general public. Like,
we're special.
Just, like, don't even bother. Like, they're just like, oh, it's just there or whatever. Yeah. Or, like, just skip it when it comes on or something. But, like, nobody, like, actually is, like, mad about it.
Oh, except, I was very mad about
it. No, except for people who are, like, who are actually really fucking mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, I was pissed about it. Like, I before I knew I could delete it, like, I was just, like, turning off, like, my iCloud shit. Because I was just, like, my whole phone. I'm just, like, I'm not using iCloud at all because of this YouTube album. Like, iCloud's
yeah,
so
I'm
scary,
not that mad
like,
about it. I still have it on there, and not once has it ever come up on random.
Yeah, it hasn't?
Is there a new album that they're putting in now? Like, is there, like, a Black Eyed Peas album that they're trying to stick into people's things?
You've already
no?
heard it, but you don't know.
Oh, I don't, yeah. I don't.
It's like, is it? The next thing is albums that you just hear without even knowing you're hearing.
Like, they make it your ring or something like that. They, like, find subtler ways.
It's your login for, yeah. like, all Apple things.
Yeah.
It's, like, the motion of your thumb is actually playing out, like, the melody of the new Black Eyed Peas song or something. Or it scans your retina, and as it's scanning your... Shout out to Apple. Yeah. This is not fire, but, like, I just feel like playing a song. And then we might have to shut down this Too Far episode because it's like...
It's too cold.
It's too cold. K-Chung is probably going to go off the air in about five minutes.
Forever.
Forever. This is the last show ever on K-Chung.
This is the last song to ever be
the
played
last song
on K-Chung.
K-Chung, Donny Osmond, Sweet and Innocent.
Aww.
Yeah. This is actually the last song I'm like forever, not forever, for fuck this show, for tonight, because there's nothing else fire in my bag. I'm pretty convinced.
Gucci.
Well, hold on,
let's see, maybe there's like one thing that's like questionable.
Oh, okay, here's a questionable one.
Okay,
but questionable for me. I don't think you guys
a white album.
No, it looks like it, right? It's in the white sleeve, so it's in the wrong sleeve again. It's BT Express, which is a disco. Yeah, like disco funk. I'm going to play their song called Peace Pipe. They also have a song called Discotizer, which is pretty good. But Peace Pipe... All right, I'm just going to play Peace Pipe for a minute, and then I think we might think it's fire. Hold on. Do you know this song?
Yeah.
fire?
It's hot.
It's hot, but it might not be too fire.
It's not. It's okay to me. I feel like there's way better songs. Like,
there's
than
better,
like what they're trying to do. Okay. There's other people that do it better. Yeah,
like that's sort of. And what was their hit? Didn't they have like a bunch of like what was their BT Express?
Did they Get on the Funk Train.
Did they do that? Do It Till You're Satisfied song.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They have on this album. There's a couple other songs that like.
I think it's pretty good. I've never heard it. If you put that on, I would be like, this is cool.
Peace Pipe, Give It What You Got, Disco Tizer, maybe we have those. Nah, whatever. It's good enough. Still good, still like it. I think they do that song that's like...
How obscure is this? Like, if you were to search it on YouTube, like...
You'd be able to find... You can find, like, all of anything on YouTube that...
That's
like,
not true. That is not true.
They do that song, Do It.
Do It Till You're Satisfied.
Yeah. See, that's
come
a good
on. Yeah, but that's not on the record. So, I mean, but they do have a song called What You Think About That. Huh?
That sounds good.
That's smart. Well, but then this isn't in its original cover. The Roadshow Records label is pretty good. It reminds me of like the Reading Rainbow or something.
Yeah, or like Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah.
Or Magic School Bus.
Yeah, definitely Magic School Bus.
It's a school bus related.
It's all white. It's a white album.
So, I think it's not fire enough to keep.
Nah, I don't think so. Either. I'm not into it as much.
All right, that's the last song that ever you're gonna hear on K Chung. So
put
that in your fucking peace pipe and smoke
that's
that
literal up. Fire right there.
Literal fire. Put it in your peace pipe. Light it up.
This is for the literal fire.
This has been Everything Must Go.
And in case you're keeping score, nothing is too fire.
No. There's one thing that was too fire, and that was the poster.
The only thing that was too tight.
The only thing that was too fire to get rid of was the naked chick.
Yeah, it was the poster of naked chicks riding a bicycles from the Queen album.
Let's do a speed round really quick without playing stuff. Because I just want to, like, here.
Speed round. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Really quick, and then we're done. Speed round. Donny Osmond album.
I hate his face.
I hate his Mormon face. Rick James.
Oh yeah, that's definitely fire. Whatever it is.
It's the album. Rick James' album, though. The back is really good, where he's like getting frisked by a cop.
Oh,
it's like,
that's for sure. All right. Fire.
Rick James.
Hot. Yeah.
Fire.
Reggae horn fire.
I think there's like a David Harris piece that is like inspired by that.
No, there is. There is,
right?
Totally know which one you're talking about. I feel like I've seen it.
Really?
Before,
yeah, totally.
By that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he's getting, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I might be confusing it with this other one. It might be the same piece where he like threw a bunch of shoes on a Richard Serra. Or like he peed on the t-shirt. Richard Serra. I don't know. Yeah. Right.
Or the Dave Chappelle version should be on like Dave Chappelle as.
Chappelle. Yeah,
so Rick James might be as
Rick
fire.
Rick James is too fire, so I'm going to keep that. ELO's album Out of the Blue, which I don't know. I mean, it's like a gatefold thing. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. I like
an
ELO.
Object. ELO is amazing.
I'm into ELO, yeah.
Too.
I think I'll keep ELO.
Yeah, I'll keep it.
All right.
It's like Simon, the cover, right?
Yeah,
it's like
this is a hard one because this is Lakeside.
Oh, I like Lakeside.
Lakeside has the song where they do Fantastic Voyage.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that is a cool cover too.
The cover's amazing. The album's called Wishes, like Your Wish Is My Command, and so it's like all genie related.
Yeah.
Is Fantastic Voyage on the album?
No, but that's the thing. Like, there's no hits on this album, but Lakeside is like a really good like LA funk band. So
but
like
the sounds on the album are not fire.
The sounds on the album. Are not as fire as Fantastic Voyage.
Get rid of it. Yeah. You could probably find this in like multiple thrift stores. I used to find a lot of Lakeside.
Thrift stores.
Different old funk tracks. I feel like you could find that somewhere
Lakeside
else.
Lakeside.
Someone's going to email you and be like, dude, that's the rarest record ever.
Madonna's True Blue full length.
That's Lice, on it.
Papa
that's
Don't Preach.
Yeah.
Open Your Heart. Live
Your Heart's
to Tell.
A really good song.
Open Your Heart is a good, really
I
good
love
song.
That song, yeah.
Live to Tell is a fucking amazing song. Where's the Party, not such a good song. True Blue, also not such a great song. La Isla Bonita.
Oh, that's one of my favorite
Jimmy
Madonna
Jimmy's
songs.
A pretty good song.
I'll say get rid of it and give it to me.
All right.
Chris really? I get to have it?
Chris San Pablo going home with another
yes.
record.
My little brother's going to be so good.
This one now is strictly about, I don't know.
Donald Trump's record.
Triumph's album called Just a Game.
What's that? I'm not familiar with Triumph.
Triumph is like bad, like kind of like stadium rock from like late 70s.
So it's like Queen.
Yeah, like
but
Queen,
not as good.
Foreigner, but not as good. Yeah. More
not
like
fire.
Foreigner. Not Fire, like as a band, but again, like look at this. Look at that cover.
That's a pretty good cover.
It is a pretty good cover, but I don't think it's good enough.
To keep, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Triumph is also going in the pile. This is Chic. You know,
Chic. Does that have Dance in it? That song Dance?
Dance, yeah. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Yeah. 12-inch.
It has it in there?
This Whoa, is the 12-inch.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dance, yowza, yowza, yowza.
Oh, man, that's a good
All right.
song.
This
I would
also
keep it.
This also has been through, apparently, like two Everything Must Go sessions somehow, and it keeps coming back, so maybe that's a sign too.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's a
give
good
it
song.
Another day. Give it another day.
All right, yeah. dance, yowza, yowza, yowza.
Because if you put it out, I'm just gonna take it for sure.
Oh, now we've got a two pack of the Flirts. So we've got the Flirts 12-inch called Passion, and the other side is Calling All Boys. Calling All Boys is a pretty good song.
I don't know
and
the Flirts, but I
and
like
then we've got
their,
the Flirts.
They're
full length.
Yeah, I like I'm a Flirt by R. Kelly.
This has Calling All Boys on it, and there's a what was.
So you definitely don't need the single.
The Flirts had a. But wait, I might have to play like one more song.
Because the single is on the full length, right?
The single's on the full length, and it's just like it's not anything special. It's just like yeah. So the single can get rid of. Maybe I keep this, the full length. Because it's got the song Jukebox, which is really good. Hold on. Where'd it go?
Cause I'm a Flirt.
But that's what I like when songs do that. Yeah. You know, like when you hear a song, like this sounds like I know this.
Like I totally love this song.
Yeah,
but I've never heard it yet.
Yeah.
All right, Flirts is too fire.
That's a good sign.
But the single,
the single I can get rid of because I'm keeping the album.
Yeah,
that's what we said.
At least for now.
This is a pretty good album cover too.
It's good, yeah.
The back is really good, like the shoes.
Ooh, I don't like the front, but I really like the back.
Yeah.
The front could be way better.
It's like
like
it just looks really generic, like 80s, whatever.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Nagel,
yeah. But not as good as
Nagel. Nagel-esque.
Yeah, no worries. Nagel-inspired.
Nagel-inspired.
I like it because it sounds like it's from Valley Girl, like the song. Yeah, it's like Nicolas Cage to come out.
I like saying everything like that's like kind of like something is adjacent. Like, so Nagel-adjacent.
Like, Nagel-adjacent.
Everything is like adjacent. And then, okay, so this is the last one. Cabaret Voltaire's James Brown. Flipside is Bad Self, Part 1. I think I'm just keeping this.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's, yeah.
That's a good cover. I like the letters.
Yeah, it's like, it's this is maybe like too good to even, too good to consider if it's bad. Although, like, I have to say, like, this, I don't like either of these songs. But, like, for some reason, I keep, like being like, oh, I need to keep this Cabaret book.
I think that's a sign that you need to get rid of it.
Really?
Kinda. Like, if you don't like either of the songs, like, you're just having it because you like the band and you like the jacket. Yeah, and, like,
take a picture of it.
Yeah. It'll last longer.
But I don't even know if I even like the cover. Like, the more I'm, like, thinking about it, like, it's just, like...
The more you're thinking about it, there isn't anything you like about
that
object.
The more I'm thinking about it, like, I'm keeping this for, like...
Because it's a cool band.
Because it's like a band that like other people like that I never liked.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah, kind of like I'm just like.
Is that why you kept Queen?
Totally, totally. I mean, it is kind of like not exactly why I kept Queen, but like Queen is kind of the same deal. Like there's a moment when you're just like, oh, I really don't like I really don't like Queen, right, or something. But like Cabaret Voltaire, I don't know. I don't even, like... I have no...
Like, my thing at Cabaret Voltaire is I was always... Like, I learned about, like... The, like... Whatever, like, Dada thing first.
Yeah.
And then... And I really liked that, so I always really, really wanted to like the band, but... Yeah, it just didn't live up to, like...
Yeah. I'm the same way.
So, I don't even think they're that cool. I think they just... took their name from something that was like really fucking cool, and
which makes it really uncool then, right? So it's like who else is gonna get that reference except for us,
right? They didn't even do it justice.
No.
Yeah,
asshole.
Yeah. And then James Brown, how awesome is James Brown? And they kind of messed with James Brown,
cause what's the James Brown? It's just the name of the song?
It's the name of the song. But then but what's kind of good though is that like it's like this moment when like all these weird like British like post-punk like new wavy kind of people were like really influenced by funk. And like and so the flip side is called Bad Self, which is like another version of the James Brown song. Bad Self Part 1. Which is kind of great because, like, James Brown had all those, like, you know, like, Hot Pants Part 1 and Part 2, whatever. So, like...
Do we want to hear it?
We kind of want to hear Bad Self,
like,
Part 1.
Like, ESG is kind of that.
Yeah.
Because I really like ESG.
No, but, like, this is the thing. Like, I get to this point where I'm just, like... Like, I talk myself into, like, really being into this specific Cabaret Voltaire record. And then I put it on and I'm just kind of, like... You kind of like...
It's not that fire.
No, it's not that fire. Like, you appreciate it in, like, a historical context or something. But then you're just like, yeah, but... I don't know. So, wait. So, let's hear... We'll hear James Brown.
All right. What you described is how I feel about Big Sean. Like, I kind of like it, and then maybe later I'm like, no, I don't want to listen to Big Sean anymore.
Yeah, right?
You like everything it stands for, but then when you put it on, you're later, like...
It's like, no, I'd rather just listen to Kanye.
I'd rather just listen to Kanye. Okay, so Cabaret Voltaire, this is James Brown.
And it comes, it falls.
way better version of this.
Oh, totally.
Like
there's a million way better versions
of this. Yeah.
But it's just that, like, all that stuff was kind of maybe happening at the same time. So yeah. It's just, like, they're, like, marginal.
It was all adjacent. All adjacent.
It was all adjacent. I mean, this is, like, ESG adjacent.
What's the sticker on the album?
Which one? Oh, I mean, that's pretty good. It's like one of those like record store like stickers for DJs, so you know, like it says Bad South, 108 BPM,
right.
45, so that like when you're flipping through it, you're like,
oh,
I'm playing a song right now that's like 108 BPM, like what do I play next? And you're like, oh, this one matches.
This will mix perfectly.
Yeah, totally. This is like pre-Serato, like kind of like figure it all out ahead of time so you don't have to deal with it. But I don't know, so this is the other side really quick. I mean, it all, like honestly, it all just makes me feel like really depressed. Like, it makes me feel like, trying to think of like it reminds me of like, I don't know, like Risky Business or like one of those movies, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off, or like, you know, like one of those movies from like the 80s, I guess, when there's like the, I don't know, like there, I feel like there'd be a scene with this
synth music laser sound kind of,
yeah, or something,
or like the guy signing off at least to his house,
yeah,
like,
or
the by the Ferraris,
yeah, totally, like that's what it reminds me of. So like I always feel just like, like it feels like I should be like strung out on coke driving a Ferrari.
It's cheesy.
Alright, fine.
Problem solved. Not fire!
Cabaret Voltaire is not fire. Alright, we're done. So K-Jung is about to go off the air forever.
It's been nice.
Yeah, it's been a great run. You know, I'm happy to have been here for at least the couple years of that run. Hopefully something else will come and take its place.
I heard XM satellite radio is taking over.
Yeah. Dublab
bought us out.
I heard Dublab got bought by Beats by Dre, and then they're broadcasting on Apple Music Channel 2. Dublab.
What's the new music stream that Jay-Z did?
His service, whatever. I wanted to say, I always forget what it's called. Did that flop completely?
I think it flopped, yeah.
Is it, like, gonna go out of business?
But there were so many, very prominent musicians that were, like, signed that thing.
I know, but it was weird. But then, like, 2 weeks later, like, Apple Music came out, and it was, like, all the same people.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, Drake and Beyonce and, like, all, maybe not Beyonce, but it was definitely Drake and, like, other people who were doing that, like, Jay-Z,
like Madonna,
whatever that was.
Yeah.
Like, and then they were, like, doing exclusive stuff on Apple Music, so it was just kind of, like... Oh, I guess this other thing's over.
They were just playing the field, you think?
I don't know what they were doing.
What was it called? It had a weird name, like Jet Set or something.
Yeah, Prius.
I like Prius.
I drive a Prius.
It was called Sentra.
Yeah,
I like how we're talking about it, like it doesn't exist anymore too, but like it fully does.
Yeah, almost.
It's probably like doing really well too.
Yeah.
It's probably doing okay.
Probably like huge in like
France, yeah,
or like Switzerland, yeah, or some country that has like a large economy.
Tidal,
yeah,
Tidal. Thank God for iPhone. Yeah, so Tidal. I think Apple Music is like the new Tidal, right?
Yeah.
But the thing about Tidal is what, that like just the audio quality is better.
I don't know.
Or something, and artists get paid more.
I almost wonder if, like that whole thing with Apple Music not paying musicians for the first 3 months, and, like, Taylor Swift writing that letter, and I almost wonder if that whole thing was almost just a big publicity thing.
For Tidal?
Yeah, to, like, knock Tidal out. Like, oh, Apple Music isn't going to pay artists. Oh, but actually we do support artists. So we're just like Tidal. I don't know.
I just gave you an air horn for that.
Thank you.
For getting all political. Illuminati.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
There's definitely some dogwagon going on.
So you think Tidal was invented just so that Apple Music would do
no,
better?
No, I'm saying I think there's a... I see it as possible that the whole Apple Music not paying musicians for the first 3 months while people did a free trial.
Yeah.
And then, like, Taylor Swift writing a very public letter that praises Apple, like, in every paragraph.
Uh-huh.
I could see that as being...
Oh, I see.
A staged act to draw attention away from Tidal.
Because
mm-hmm. if the main thing that they had going from them was like, we support artists, and then you have Apple Music being like, oh, actually, we're going to do that too.
Yeah.
But in a very public and like way that seems like, I don't know, I can see it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all just like depressing.
It's so depressing.
It's all depressing.
One thing I do think is encouraging is that I think it's possible. I can see that within like the next 20 years that people are just going to start making these types of services or like social media platforms, and it's going to be way smaller.
Right.
And people are going to be so burned out on having like everything that they're going to be totally okay with using 5 different things that are all hyper specific.
Right.
Does that make...
I guess so.
And then it's going to be in McDonald's Happy Meals for all to enjoy.
Yeah, keeping the burgers warm in the Happy Meal.
Everything must go. Happy Meal edition.
Yeah. Yeah, so... let's see. I'm trying to find the date of, like, the Happy Meal edition of Everything Must Go. It's going to be August... Tune in on August 18th, third Tuesday of the month, the Everything Must Go Happy Meal edition, where...
leave the records at Happy Meals.
We're gonna, I'm going to leave... No, that's like...
In McDonald's play work. Place? You leave the records in totally. A McDonald's play place.
I'll announce which McDonald's play place. I'm going to like leave a stack of records. And all the records I leave are going to be like... really like just like dirty records.
I was gonna say kid friendly, but that's like
the
other side of the same coin.
You're gonna do what Queen did with the jazz record.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna hide posters of naked women on bicycles in every record. That would be kind of great.
That's a good idea.
That's like, your next insert.
That way I could get one because I didn't get that one.
So I'm gonna make replicas of this Queen poster. And then insert them in every, in like all the Muppets records I have, and like Sesame Street records I have that I leave in McDonald's place.
And then everything, that will be the last Everything Must Go.
That's the last Everything Must Go, because everything went. Yeah. Keith is on the sex offender registry and cannot.
K-Chuck's just a little too close to that school, so he's exactly. not allowed here.
My ankle bracelet doesn't let me. Look at it. That's pretty good. Look at that.
That's a great cover.
No,
it's just... Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some behind-the-scenes LED...
Behind-the-behind.
...stuff going on. Well, thanks for listening. Shout out to San Pedro, everyone down there. Yard Pedro, Harbor View, and Paul, the hottest new contemporary art spaces in all of Los Angeles. Third Tuesday of the month, next month... we'll do an actual hour episode. I don't know what it's going to be. Happy Meals. Bye.